אנחנו לומדים בספר זוהר לעם.
We're studying in the book Zohar for All, Parashat, portion of Kedushim, Holy, item 70. You're welcome to enter our website, and you can ask questions at kab.tv. Selected questions about the relevant topics in the lesson will be live. Zohar for All, portion item 70.
So yesterday we spoke of a prayer. What is raising man? What deficiencies there has to be? What is the greatness of the Creator, the lack of the creature, what precisely to ask for myself, for the others, for the society, the Creator? Am I sure that I'm asking correctly, incorrectly? We haven't spoken as yet, but also we spoke in the past that man are reshimot, raising reshimot of their next desirable form, that this next desirable form include within it neshimot, roshimot deit labshut, of the aviyut, so what are roshimot deit labshut? In short, all that is being scrutinized. In total, it is written about it that the Creator posed the prayer in one's mouth, meaning as if fill up the person with the right prayer, because the Zohar ranges are our lacks. Thus we can break in with the revelation of the right desire for which we receive corrections. Everything is coming by the light. There's no action that doesn't occur by the light. Hence, now as we are in the facing the source of the light, being the Zohar, let's demand and ask for this light to arrange in us, to sculpture in us, will reform it in us, the form of the prayer, such desire that most definitely would advance us to the form of bestowal, by which we will make revelations, and those revelations would be only in order to bestow contentment, not for ourselves, etc. So, for the light to do its work.
Zohar for All, item 70. Asur listakel beyofi ha'isha. It's forbidden to look at the beauty of the woman. 70. Adam's beauty, man's beauty, was from the illumination of the upper connection, from the radiance of the Zohar, that illuminates from the illumination of Abba, because he had a soul of Neshama, from Abba of Atzilut. Eve's beauty was that all creatures could not look at her, since her Neshama of Neshama was from Ima of Atzilut. And even Adam, would not look at her until the time that they sinned, and their beauty was removed. Then Adam looked at her and recognized her to serve with her. As written, Vayida Adam od et ishto, and Adam knew his wife, and he knew her in everything, and he knew her through copulation, and he knew her that he recognized her and looked at her.
It isn't a simple process along the depth of the whole of Malchut to know how to use each and every desire in a manner that you are use it for the sake of the woman, for the sake of the man, in all the four phases, yeah? This is the whole order of the corrections. Yes?
71. A man must not look at the beauty of the woman in order to not come to an evil thought.
Meaning using it in order to receive, for the desire to receive.
And he would be uprooted into something else, that an idle drop would be taken from him.
As if for the light of Chochmah will enter the vessels of in order to receive.
72. And each one who looks at the beauty of the woman on the day, he comes to think about it at night. And if that evil thought comes to him, then the person breaches what is written, and you shall not make unto yourselves a god of mask. Because those klipot, the shells that suckle from that, are called idols of masks. Furthermore, if he served with his wife at the time that he thinks that bad evil, the sons that he gives birth to are called sons of gods of mask.
With the intention in order to receive, so the whole usage of the desire to receive and its derivatives are already klipot.
Therefore it is written, do not turn to the demigods and do not make for yourselves gods of mask. It is forbidden for a man to look at idol worshippers, at the demigods of idol worshippers and the women of the nations, not to enjoy them and not to be cured by them, because it is forbidden for a person to look at a place that he doesn't look to look at, need to look at. Turn your eyes from me. Asevi enayich minigdi. 73. Turn to me and redeem me. Give your strength, your might to your servant. Turn to me and redeem me. Wasn't there a more beautiful person to the Creator as David that he said, turn to me and redeem me? The Creator has another David, Malchut, who is called David. And he is appointed on several upper regiments and camps. And when the Creator wants to have mercy over the world, he looks at this David and shines his face towards him, and he shines to the world and has mercy over the world. 74. The beauty of this David illuminates to all of the worlds. His head, a skull of gold, embroidered with seven jewels from seven kinds of gold. And the pleasantness of the Creator is before him. And because of his love to him, he told the Creator to turn his eyes towards him and look at him, as he said, turn towards me and redeem me, because they are beautiful in all. It's written, turn your eyes from me, since they have astonished me. Because at the time that those eyes of Malchut look at the Creator, then in David's heart, arrows of love awaken from catapults with upper love. And with the flame of the upper love towards him, he said, turn your eyes from me. Turn your eyes from me to another side, because they burn me with the flame of love. Therefore it is written about David, and he is red-headed, with beautiful eyes and good looks. And because of the upper beautiful David, because of the love and the passion of the Creator to cling to him, David said, turn to me and redeem me. The light of Binah from the left line is called gold. A skull of gold are the gar of Malchut, Rosh veGulgolet, a head and a skull, that illuminate in the illumination of Chochmah from the left line in Binah, called gold. And in this illumination there are seven Sfirot, Chagat Nahim, seven jewels from seven kinds of gold. The beauty is from the illumination of Chochmah. 75. It is written, see the scent of my son as the scent of the field blessed by the Lord. Meaning that he entered to the Garden of Eden with Jacob, that this is a field of holy apples. How could the Garden of Eden enter with him? The Garden of Eden, how vast it is in breadth and length, how many upper holy houses, stairs upon stairs, sections upon sections are there. However, 76, however, the Creator has another upper holy garden, Malchut. And in that garden is his love, and he clings to him, and it is kept only for the Creator himself, that he enters here. And this the Creator inherits, so that he would always be with the righteous. And moreover, that he would be with Jacob. And this is what the Creator has invited to enter with him and help him. 77. I, the Lord, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Yitzchak, Isaac, the land that you lie on. That the entire land of Israel has folded beneath him. Therefore he told him, the land that you are lying on, I shall give it to you and to your seed. The land of Israel, which is 400 parsa over 400 parsa, how was it uprooted from its her place and came beneath him? Rather, the Creator has another upper holy land, and it is called the land of Israel, Malchut. And it is beneath the degree of Yaakov that he stands over it, because Yaakov is a Merkava, a chariot, to Zeranpin, and the Malchut is beneath Zeranpin, and the Creator gave it to, bequeathed it to Israel due to their love, so that it would dwell with them and guide them and protect them from all, and it is called Eretz Chaim, a land of life. אסור להסתכל במקום שהקדוש ברוך הוא מואס. It is forbidden to look in a place that the Creator despises.
So we are continuing with our prayer to establish our, with our request to establish the right prayer to receive an answer for. We don't know how to ask, yes? Just like a mother tell her child, you'll receive it if you ask for it nicely. Right? Everyone heard it in his childhood? Yes, Niv?
Yes.
Nice. All right, so accordingly we. So we are asking, show us, what does it mean to ask nicely? That's it. Let's go.
78. It is forbidden for a man to look at a place that the Creator despises and his soul is far from it. And as it is forbidden to look at what the Creator loves, then at what is far away from him, several times moreover, it is forbidden. It is forbidden for a man to look at the rainbow, because it shows the upper image, because Malchut has three colors of the rainbow, have three lines. Similarly, it is forbidden for a man to look at the sign of his covenant, because it implies that the righteous of the world. Similarly, it is forbidden for a man to look at the fingers of the priests at the time that they spread out their hands, because there dwells the honor of the upper king.
In the boundaries, well, on the side of the vessels, on the boundaries of the lights, there one should not approach, because there he might pass from one authority to the other.
And as it is forbidden to look at an upper holy place, in an impure, faraway place, moreover, it is forbidden to, all the moreover, it is forbidden to look. Because of this, it is written, do not turn to the idols. And as it is forbidden to look at them, to work for them, or to make them, several times moreover.
So we together are asking for the right prayer.
79. Do not turn to the idols. It comes to warn Israel, as in the Ten Commandments, because do not turn to the idols corresponds to thou shalt not have other gods over me. And do not make for yourselves gods of masks corresponds to do not make a statue for yourself. I, the Lord your God, corresponds to I am the Lord your God. Each shall fear his mother and his father corresponds to honor your father and your mother. And you should keep my Shabbatot, plural of Shabbat, corresponds to remember the day of the Shabbat to sanctify it. And you should not swear in my name to a lie, corresponds to you should not carry the name of the Lord your God in vain. You shall not steal, corresponds to you shall not steal in singular form. And you shall not lie and not deny one person to his friend corresponds to you shall not have a lieful witness to your friend. One who fornicates shall be put to death corresponds to you shall not fornicate. You shall not stand on the blood of your friend corresponds to you shall not kill. 80. In the Ten Commandments it is written in singular form, I, the Lord your God, remember the day of the Shabbat. Do not carry the name of the Creator. Do not kill. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Here it is written in plural form, I, the Lord your God, you shall fear his father and mother, and you should keep my Shabbatot, my days of Shabbat. Do not turn to the idols, in plural form. However, from the day that Israel were in the world, they will not be standing before the Creator in one heart and a single desire, as on that day that they stood in the mountain of Sinai. Therefore, everything was said in singular form, and later it is said in plural form, because they did no longer be so much in a single desire.
Next.
Anochi Hashem Elokecha Meretz Mitzrayim. I, the Lord your God, from the land of Egypt.
So we all together are longing to feel one desire, one form, of one desire for the Creator. Maybe specifically that desire, our request, will also fulfill us, and we need nothing else. That will be also the reply for the prayer, the longing, the desire, that can, as a matter of fact, become the fulfillment.
81. I, the Lord your God, from the land of Egypt, and you should not know other gods but me. It is not written, who has taken you out from the land of Egypt. Rather, I, the Lord your God, from the land of Egypt. Did they have a king from the land of Egypt and not beforehand? It is written, and Jacob told to his house and all that were with him, remove the foreign gods that are within you. And later it is written, and we shall rise and ascend to the house of the Lord. Therefore, why is it written from the land of Egypt? 82. However, from the day that Israel were in the world, the honor of the Creator was not publicized, was not recognized, except in the land of Egypt, when they were in hard work and they cried out before him and never changed their custom forever. And there our forefathers were considered as gold out of the pipe in the pot, in the melting pot. Furthermore, every day they would see several sorcerers, several bad sorts that make people err, yet they did not deviate from the path to the right or to the left. And even though they did not know so much about the honor of the Creator, yet they followed the customs of the forefathers.
Meaning, they haven't changed direction, they haven't deviated from the path, even though they're under the dominion of the king of Egypt. The ego ruled, nevertheless they made efforts, even within it, somehow to aim themselves correctly.
83. And later they saw several miracles and several veilers, and the Creator took him to his work. And because all of them saw several miracles and signs in their eyes, and all of those signs and veilers, and he said, I, the Lord, your God, from the land of Egypt, where his honor was revealed.
Meaning the Creator specifically from the land of Egypt turns to them, revealed to them. Precisely, and I am the Creator, thy God, where from I, the Creator, thy God, from the land of Egypt. Not that you are coming out of Egypt and then you encounter the Creator. Rather, from within Egypt you begin to see him, to discover his character. The Egypt itself inverts into the character of the Creator.
And he was revealed upon them over the sea, and they saw the splendor of his upper glory face to face. That you should not say, it is another God who spoke with us. Rather, it was I, that you saw me in the land of Egypt. I am the one who slayed your enemies in the land of Egypt. I am the one who performed the 10 plagues in the land of Egypt. And because of that, and you shall not know another God but me, that you shall not say that it was another, rather, I am everything.
So much so that one discover that Pharaoh is the same creator, that burden his heart intentionally and just appear towards man in both forms. All right? No questions? Okay.
Item 4.
So no matter what way the excerpts from the Zohar go by, we are keeping the same intention, how to reach the right pledge. How will we know if it's the right one? When the quality of bestowal would be revealed in us, the revelation of the Creator to His creatures. Yes?
You should not delay the payment for a hired worker. 84. You should not rob your friend, and you should not steal. You should not delay the payment for a hired worker till the morning. It's written, you shall pay him daily, and the sun will not come upon him, because he's poor, and he looks, and he turns his soul towards him. The sun shall not come upon him, the radiance, so that he will not pass away, that she will not be removed from the world because of him, because it is before it is your time to pass away. As written, until the sun will darken, that implies that a person passing away from the world. From here it follows that one who fills up the soul of the poor, even when his days come to depart from the world, the Creator fills up his soul and gives him additional life. 85. You should not delay the payment for the work of a hired worker. One who takes the wage of the poor as if takes his soul and the soul of his household. He diminished their souls. The Creator diminishes his days and diminishes his soul from the world. Because all of the vanities that left the mouth of the poor all of that day, they all rise before the Creator and stand before him. And later, his soul and the souls of his household rise and stand in those vanities of his mouth, and they demand judgment before the Creator. And then, even though that person was decreed a certain number of days and a certain goodness, they are all taken from him and depart him. 86. And moreover, his soul does not ascend upwards. The merciful will save us from them and from their insult. Even if he is rich, it is forbidden to delay his payment. And he wishes for him even more than any other person, moreover a poor one. Rav Himnona, if a paid worker would leave his work, he would give him his payment and would say, take your soul that you have deposited in my hand. Take your deposit. 87. And even if the paid worker says, I shall leave my payment, my wage in your hand. I do not want to receive my wage. He wouldn't want it. And he would say, the deposit of your body is not worthy to deposit in my hand. Moreover, the deposit of the soul. Because the deposit of the soul was given only to the Creator. As written, in your hand shall I deposit my spirit. And is it allowed to deposit his wage in the hand of someone else who is not his owner? Even in the hands of its owner, it is allowed to deposit it after he has already given him his wage in his hand. 88. It is written, you shall give him his wage in his day so that the sun would not come upon him. Meaning that he is obligated to give him his wage prior to the sun rising. Therefore, why it is written, you shall not, lo talin peulat sachir, which means both, you shall not delay the wage of the worker, and also that only also sleeping overnight is forbidden. There is no day that is not ruled over by another upper day. One sfira of the seven upper holy days, Chagat Nehim. And if he did not give him his soul, his wage, on that day, he is like one who blemishes that upper day. And because of this, you shall pay him his wage on his day, so that the sun would not come upon him. And when it says, Lo talin, you shall not delay the payment, talks about the punishment, because at night his soul does not rise up, and the soul of the poor and his household then rise.
This is a very beautiful, special approach. Especially we learn it from the order of Shabbat, from the Talmud. Because what is actually happening? Nothing changes in creation. We have the world of Ein Sof, unified form, only form that exists. And all the change is in to whom it belongs, either to the creator or the creature. Therefore, there is a matter of passing the authority of the plural, of the individual. There are four types of authorities, according to the Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei. And there's only that. Just like in contracts, yes, in a contract you only pass the ownership, right? The house remains, the house doesn't care, everything is fine. However, who now feels himself as the owner? This is basically what we are doing with all this spiritual business, that forcefully we are searching where can we receive support to read of what seems to us as ours and pass it on to the authority of the upper one, the authority of the Creator. All in all, we are passing authority. And let's move to the next part.
We'll move on to the next part of the lesson from Tess.